It's Sports Talk, a celebration and analysis of all codes in sports from First Nations sportsmen and women.
Got it to go. Paddy Mills puts it in.
Playing well in the air. There's the only goal through Jade North.
There's Roberts. He goes himself. James Roberts. How often do you see?
Gives it to Rioli. Rioli gets another one.
Sports from a blackfella's perspective. Sports Talk.
Well, good day, and welcome to another week of Sports Talk. I'm Dan Rennie, sitting in for your regular host, Jarrell Yaoyi. He's away on assignment up in far north Queensland. So good on your brother. I'll try my best to hold down the fort. But backing up from the drive show this afternoon, like an Origin player, backing up for his team, it's Elijah Blair. Brother, how are you?
Doing well, Dan. Doing well. Good to be here.
Good to have you on the show, and I know you're a mad keen Bunnies supporter, so you're you're in for a bit of disappointment tonight, I'm sure.
Look, yeah, I don't know about that.
Of course, the Broncos take on the Rabbitohs here at Lang Park. That game gets underway in just a couple of hours' time, but of course, underway as we speak, the Seagulls and the Knights. We're not going to spoil that for you, as I'm recording it as well. I'll be watching it a bit later. But last night, the Storm got home against the Sharks. Outstanding performance from the Storm, who were, must have been super confident because they left Cooper Cronk out.
Yeah, no Cooper Cronk. Not sure what the motivation behind that one was. Obviously, Craig Bellamy, one of the super coaches in the league. And they got the win over the Sharkies at home. Not sure if the Sharks were too on point, Dan. Obviously, Fifita not really producing the meters he would maybe in Origin or throughout the season. So, fairly disappointing from them. I thought they sealed it with that James Maloney field goal, but
well, even he didn't look confident when he kicked it. He kicked it and he sort of ran back looking a bit like this isn't over yet. And of course, it wasn't. Billy Slater proven again that he is an absolute class act when it comes to sealing games of rugby league.
And seriously, what a beast. He's had a cracker of a game, and that was obviously an Origin audition for game two, and Valentine Holmes again, probably
he was good
another
too.
Key matchup against Billy.
He was outstanding, Valentine Holmes, although I don't think, you know, Queensland want to be making too many changes to that team. I mean, Valentine Holmes is a young man. He's probably got plenty of plenty of opportunity and time to step into that role. But we look at the changes that have to be made. Well, one's definitely Justin O'Neill. Unfortunately, he will make way.
Collateral damage?
Yeah, collateral damage. That's a good way of putting it. Billy will come in, Boyd onto the wing. And I think Corey Oates holds his spot on the other wing. I don't think he did too much wrong. The other night, New South Wales just knew how to nullify him best, which is take him out of the attack.
I mean, he was almost their best player for Queensland, apart from maybe Dane Gagai.
Yep,
I totally agree. So, you got to keep Oates in there. Billy's got to come into the side. We've got to keep Boyd in. I think if we're in with a chance, he goes to the wing. Maybe Val Holmes on the other wing. Gagai and Chambers in the centres.
All right, so you get rid of Oates.
Look, maybe put him on the bench, come off as an impact player.
Okay.
I know that's what Mal Meninga and company have done. That's how they selected their Origin sides for game two. So, yeah, maybe an impact player.
Well, the key will be, of course, Jonathan Thurston. If JT's fit, there'll be a major reshuffle. Milford move out of the side, you'd think. Morgan retains his number 14 jersey. And perhaps Cohen Hess in for the likes of a Lilliman or a Sam Thaiden.
I like it. I like to get what's his name, Jared Wallace from the Titans.
Well, I think he'll get a starting spot. He was 18th man. I think you'll see Nate Miles. I don't know whether he's recovered from that elbow yet, but I think he will be again collateral damage. We'll say goodbye to Miles and thank him for his service. He's been a great servant for Queensland for many, many years.
And that's it. He's had his time in the sun and he's had some great wins for Queensland. We went 9 years. I think it was the decade of dominance. So I think it's time to blood some new younger players.
And he's chomping at the bit, young Jared Wallace. He's a big hooer, isn't he? He's a big boy. So I'd love to see him get a run. And again, these players, you know, they're in there getting onto their mid-30s. We do say thank you for your service, pat them on the back and say farewell. But look, there's always time to bring these players in. If you don't blood them now, when do you do? Do you wait till after we've lost or do you try and make the changes to win a series? I'm all for loyalty when you're winning, but this is – you know, this is a forced, our hand is forced here. We have to make some changes. There's that old saying, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for a different result. What we need to do is make the changes necessary to win a game. And I think Kevin Wattles will do that.
I mean, is it the end of an era for Queensland?
Look, I wouldn't be jumping that far ahead. I mean, Cameron Smith still has time on his side, maybe a couple more years. Billy Slater. Well, this could probably be his swan song. Cooper Cronk's already said this will be his last year. I don't think it's the end of an era. There's still plenty to prove in that Queensland side, and there's a lot of great guys yet to come. You mentioned the likes of Cameron Munster. I'm sure he'll be playing Origin for a long time. Dylan Napper's another one who proven, you know, he's got what it takes to perform in the Origin arena. Milford himself, and then the young guys like Valentine Holmes. I mean, Queensland have got a lot to look forward to in not only the rest of this series, but series to come.
Absolutely, Dan. I totally agree. And looking forward to that game too, July 21st, I think it is.
Do you reckon Kevin Walters makes the changes?
Kevin Walters makes the changes, definitely. He'll take Justin O'Neill out, as you said. I think Corey Oates will retain his spot. Maybe no Valentine Holmes. But Billy's got to come into the side.
Billy the kid.
He's got to come in if we're in with a chance.
We need him. Billy, this is an SOS. If you're listening, come back. We need you.
On behalf of all Queenslanders.
Yes. All right, let's talk club footy and what an outstanding performance, as we mentioned last night, for the Storm. Cameron Smith, he set up 2 tries in 8 minutes, and then they didn't score again until that very last try at the end there. So looking magnificent stuff tonight. It's the Broncos v the Rabbitohs. Your hapless Bunnies against the firing Brisbane Broncos.
They are going well, I'll give them that. But, you know, I'm a diehard Rabbitohs supporter, Dan, as you know.
What's going on? What's wrong with them?
I don't know what's happening. I think maybe the loss of a GI has really, you know, sort of halted their progress. You know, you can almost put a line through them or a pen through them, as you said, you know, for the grand final. But I think their problem maybe lies with their forwards and underperforming. You know, doing the hard work to give their backs the best opportunity to, you know, impact on the game.
I'll tell you who I like, Angus Crichton. I think he's a magnificent player, plays 80 minutes on the edge there, and I think he's a star of the future. Is he a Queenslander?
I hope so.
Oh, I certainly hope so. But look, you mentioned a few of their forwards, they're not doing the job. I mean, George Burgess hasn't played good footy since that grand final year. I know he's had some injuries and stuff, but the brain explosions, I mean, he's elbowing people. He's dropping, you know, the ball cold over the line. I mean, this is a bloke who was probably the best prop in the game 2 or 3 years ago, and now he looks like he's, you know, he's put out to pasture.
I mean, look, he hasn't had the best couple of weeks, as you said, knocking the ball on, you know, doing not getting those 1%ers right. But I think it's too early to write him off as a player. I think he's, you know, yet to peak in terms of his talent.
I think you'll agree that the Bunnies play their best footy when Sam Burgess plays his best.
I agree.
Do you think having the brothers there kind of keeps him happy and keeps him playing good footy? Or, you know, if they were to move the brothers on, do you think there might be a case for Sam to sort of kick his heels up a bit?
Yeah, look, it's hard to say. I think having the brothers there really, you know, give him that push to maybe play better for them as well. You always
see it doesn't work the other way, does it?
No, well, I mean, you always see him get fired up, though, when his brothers are involved in a tackle or a sure. high shot, and, you know, he's first one in there usually. So, look, I think you got to keep the Burgess boys around to get the best out of Sam.
All right, you said it. Let's hope the Bunnies can regain some of that form that's seen them go so well in 2014. But at the moment, as it stands, they're right down there in terms of where you want to be on the ladder. It's not where you want to be. And the Bulldogs as well, I'm looking at them at number 14. And, geez, it's come start of the year. I wouldn't have had the Bulldogs and the Rabbitohs sitting at the bottom four with the West Tigers and the Newcastle Knights. I mean, we kind of thought that we knew that Newcastle would be down there. They're definitely not an NRL quality team. The West Tigers, they've gone through all sorts of turmoil, but the Bulldogs and the Rabbitohs are teams that, you know, have featured in and around the grand final top four last 2 or 3 years, and it's surprising to see them not performing this year.
Even the Bulldogs down last week against the Panthers, what is it, 32-0? They got scoreless. Jeez.
All right, let's turn our attention to Super Saturday, and it is the Titans v. the Warriors. And, well, the Warriors, and I've said this before, the Warriors should be winning every week. With the cattle they've got on their side, they shouldn't be outsiders in any game, but yet here they are.
What's going on with them?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what you say with the Warriors. They just can't seem to click, and if a couple of their players are off a little bit, you look at guys like Sean Johnson, Kieran Foran, RTS at the back there. If a couple of those guys aren't playing to their full potential, they just seem to fall in a heap.
That's it. And, you know, how do you rate Kieran Foran's performance since he's come back? Obviously, he had some issues mentally and he's since changed from Parramatta.
Good. He's been good. He's been very good. And I think, but I don't think he's the answer to the Warriors' problems. And, you know, if they did know the answer to fixing it, they'd do it. But for whatever reason, the Warriors just can't seem to string more than two wins together, or they're, you know, win-loss. It's sort of you can't build a season around that kind of form, hoping to scrape through Origin and pick up a few wins here and there. But against the Titans, I think they might be able to turn it around. I'm tipping the Warriors.
I like the Titans on this one, Dan. They seem to go good at home. I think Haynes been firing as of late, so I think he'll be good for them. So I give the slight edge to the Titans going into this clash.
All right, the Hayne Plane will be in action Saturday, 3 p.m. Saturday afternoon sees the Panthers v. the Raiders. Panthers, as you said, coming off that huge thrashing. And the Raiders, well, they're looking, I don't know, they're not looking like the side we thought they'd be at the start of the year.
Both teams.
I definitely didn't think I'd be talking about them in position 9 and 10 halfway through the season. But here we are. And again, looking at the ladder, I think we could agree the top 4, top 5, even those top 6 sort of spots on the ladder there are kind of set in stone when you look at Storm, Sharks, Dragons, Roosters, Broncos, Sea Eagles, and the Cowboys sitting at 7th at the moment with a couple of games, each of those teams with a game up their sleeve. Who comes into the 8? I don't know. Is it the Raiders? Is it the Panthers? Is it the Titans or the Eels? But, you know, it's hard to see anyone from the 7 at the moment not being there at finals time. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely, Dan. And look, these teams, both the Panthers and the Raiders, they've been hot and cold. They sort of haven't been able to put wins together this year, as you said. You wouldn't consider them, backrunners.
Definitely one of them or both of them are going to miss out on finals footy this year. And we didn't see that coming at the start. We thought they'd be, everyone had the Panthers and minor premiers. I know I had the Canberra Raiders finishing top 4, so to not even make the 8, you'd have to say it's a massive disappointment for their fans and the club.
Yeah, it's a total, it's a big jump from where they were last year, obviously. You know, they were finals contenders, you know, yeah, for the top spot.
Right, Eels Cowboys, they're the ones occupying 7 and 8 at the moment. They're going to be going to Darwin to play this one out. You have to think that favours the Cowboys in terms of the humidity and the conditions up there. In Darwin, but the Eels still without Corey Norman. They've got Clinton Gutherson, who's playing great footy, and a young man by the name of Mitchell Moses, who they purchased from the West Tigers mid-season. How do you see this one go?
Look, as you said, Dan, I think the Cowboys go well when it's a regional match. They're really close to Townsville, and as you said, in Darwin, maybe give the slight edge to the Cowboys here. Just depends. I think they're giving Corey Norman as much time as he needs to, you know, see if he can play, but as you said, young Mitchell Moses comes into the side. When he first started out, he sort of had a lot of critics, you know, in his ear about his performance and this and that. And, you know, they spent $900,000 a season on him.
That's a lot of money for an unproven half.
Yep, uncapped. He doesn't play rep footy.
Hasn't even taken the team to finals. He's never played a finals match.
But yet still worth $900,000. I'm not sure quite what the motivation was behind that. Maybe they really
It's on potential that they've bought him.
Gee, it's a big risk.
It's a big risk putting that much pressure on a young man. You and I were talking earlier in the day about Newcastle Knights hedging their bets on a young man by the name of Kalen Ponga, who's going to be on over $1 million a season. Now, for a young bloke who's only played a handful of games, that's a lot of pressure to say you're the one that's going to save it, turn our team around, turn our fortunes.
And you can't build a team around a player like that. He's too young. He's still fresh into the game.
Yeah. He doesn't have the hold in on him.
No.
All right. Well, wish Mitchell Moses the best. He certainly looks like he's got the goods, and time will tell how he goes there. But, look, the Eels, Cowboys, we're both going Cowboys in this
Cowboys one. All the way.
All right, Sunday, it is the West Tigers versus the Roosters. A lot of people saying Roosters are the real deal, and you know, a lot of people are saying they'll be in the grand final, whether it's with the Storm, the Sharks, the Broncos. There's been many teams that are bandied around at the moment. The way I sort of see it at the moment, I think it'll be a Storm-Broncos grand final. That's the one I'd like to see anyway. But a lot of people saying Sharkies, not Sharkies, rather, the Roosters, Mitchell Pearce in great form. And, geez, he was good for New South Wales the other week.
He's playing great footy, Dan, but I don't think they won't play grand final footy. Not the Roosters, not this year anyway.
Okay, who's in your grand final?
I see the Sharks, they're definitely up there in my top 4, the Storm, Bronx might get there as well.
Thought you were going to say the Rabbitohs for a minute there, I was about to slap you.
Nah, I don't think so, no. Nah. Maybe the Seagulls, probably my dark horse.
Yeah, look, they've surprised a lot of people, and they've just been sort of creeping up there, getting their little wins here and there, and Dally Cherry Evans is...
He's
waving his arm around as well, saying, don't forget about me, Kevy.
Man of the moment for the Seagulls, though, is got to be Dylan Walker. Yeah. Had some tremendous footy at the moment. Great centre.
He's a gun.
Wish we could have had that form at the Rabbitohs.
Yeah. Well, he did win the grand final, didn't he?
No, I suppose.
All right, Monday. It's a public holiday there in Sydney. Half your luck. So Bulldogs, Dragons, that's going to be, look, you know, the Bulldogs are hurting. They've had a revan. The coach is under all sorts of pressure. The players are under pressure. The CEO's quit. It's, this is when teams should fire up and get a win. Whether they do it or not is another story. They get Josh Reynolds back, who's been out for a couple of weeks. It is do or die now for the Bulldogs. They have to start winning games.
That they do, and they're going to be looking for a big performance from all their forwards, including David Clemmer, who I don't know if you realised, Ian, he wants a release, apparently, from the Bulldogs.
Right. Well, he could probably command some pretty big dollars. He plays a tough, aggressive type of old-school footy. You know, he's up in your face, and he doesn't give you an inch. So, yeah, Dave Clemmer, look, if he wants to leave, that's his prerogative. We've seen it, time and time again in rugby league these days. Contracts don't really mean a whole heap. So, look, good luck to you, young man. If you can go and get a contract somewhere else, go ahead, because your Bulldogs, well, they're down in the dumps. And, yeah, as I say, they have to start winning games, and it begins on Monday. If they can get up against the Dragons, who are sitting pretty in third at the moment, that'll go a long way to turning their season around. How do you see it going?
Yeah, I don't think the Bulldogs are going to be able to get over the Dragons on this occasion. I think the Dragons are probably a little bit too good for them. Coming off that loss to the Panthers, they'll definitely be hungry, but I've got to give it to the Dragons.
All right. Well, I will go with the Dragons as well. Now, a couple of questions without notice. We usually throw a few little questions around at the end of our tips. What's sort of been your highlight and lowlight so far of the season? And I know it's a question without notice. You might have to think about it for a second. But I think my lowlight was definitely Queensland's performance in Game 1. Although New South Wales had a terrific side, they were absolutely outstanding. I think Queensland sort of fell in a bit of a heap. They didn't really offer a lot in attack. And, Milford went down as well. That was a bit of a shame. But that was definitely my lowlight. My highlight and surprise packet for the year has definitely been how well the Dragons are going, and led by Paul Vaughan. And I was surprised that he didn't make the New South Wales team. I'm glad he didn't, because he'd be an extra attacking weapon. But certainly the Dragons have been my surprise packet for 2017 so far.
Dan, my low light probably would have to be when GI was out with that ACL injury. Yeah.
I think a lot of rugby league fans sort of...
It's a tough one.
Yep.
And, that's my low light. For my highlights, look, you really got me thinking here, but maybe my highlight, maybe Benji Marshall getting another run at the Broncos.
There you go.
That's good. Good to have the veteran running again. Obviously, he's spent a bit of time in the lower grade, so it's...
He's turned back the clock, hasn't he?
That he has. We saw a bit of Benji Marshall of old against the Warriors, getting in a bit of open space, which is great. So Bennett's taking a bit of a chance on him tonight. He's going to be out there as well. Benji Marshall.
Would you give him, by the sounds of things, you'd give him another run next year? I know he's looking for an extension on his contract. Would you give him another year?
I'd give him another go. I'd like to see him play a bit more NRL. I think you got to let those players continue to play at that level. Otherwise, I think they get too accustomed to playing, in the lower grades, and they come up and it's a bit faster, it's a bit more in your face. So I'd like to see Benji playing a couple more games next year.
Well, everyone said he was a bit crazy, Wayne Bennett signing him, but it's proven a master stroke. Benji's in great touch just when we need him. And to have that luxury to be able to give Ben Hunt a rest in the Reggies, or a demotion into Queensland Cup, probably just what the young fella needs as well, maybe a bit of time away from the main team. But the thing I like about Benji at the Broncos is you put Benji in a Newcastle or West Tigers, he'd be going there to try and save the team. Whereas, Benji's such a big personality, a big character. If he went down there, it probably wouldn't work. But in the Broncos team, where, there's plenty of superstars, he's just another face on the shelf, which I think helps Benji in his footy.
Absolutely, Dan. I totally agree with you.
All right. Well, that's us done for another week. Thanks very much for listening. Thank you for your company. I want to say a big cheerio, a big shout out to a little friend of mine. He's a great little champion bloke. His name's Levi. Levi, he reckons he's the strongest in the world. I reckon you're right up there, young man. Thanks, Eli, for joining us this week.
Thanks for having me, Dan.
No worries. And your regular host, Darrell Yayi, will be back from his junket. He's up there in North Queensland enjoying a bit of sun and kicking back. So he'll be with you next week. Enjoy your footy. Bye for now.
Go the Rabbitohs.
It's Sports Talk, a celebration and analysis of all codes in sports from First Nations sportsmen and women.
To go, Paddy Mills puts it in.
Running well in the air. There's the only goal through Jake North.
There's Roberts. He goes himself. James Roberts. How often do you see?
Gives it to Rioli. Rioli kicks another one.
Sports from a blackfella's perspective. Sports Talk.